everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, somebody is the champion, both at the box office and at this panel. We're going to find out and celebrate that individual next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Of course, this is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
Guys, we should start a band.
Yes, beautiful. Definitely.
Yeah.
About the box office that lie ahead. I am one of, and the least talented, we even don't even know what I do here on the show or in life, Frank Moran.
Frank, don't do this.
Hey, how's it going? Carrie Lane here.
I'm Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Making us look good, sound even better, is somebody who knows exactly what he does and is not afraid to tell everybody at any given moment, and that's Anthony.
Hey, Frank, it's always easy to make you look good because you always look good.
Oh, boy. All right.
Get away, guys.
I'm here for the bromance.
Friendly compliment. Aww. Okay.
So kind. And as always, folks, like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give it a thumbs up while you're there, or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, however many you can. And Carrie, if they're watching this after we stream live, what can they do?
Oh, yeah, Frank, you guys can comment down below. And we're going to have a live chat up in a second. So if you're joining us live, welcome.
Yes, get in the
show. It's okay if you watch it later.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
Carrie will still
We're
like
in
you.
Earlier time, so it makes it a lot easier for a lot of people.
That's true. Look at that. You know, now you can fully digest all that hot box office news.
Yes.
And still get a great night's sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, those people are like, oh my gosh, I got to listen and I got to be up in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because we care.
Mm-hmm.
We care.
We do.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, we're going to jump into this week's top five. And coming in at number one is Bohemian Rhapsody.
We
are the champions.
But we're not, actually. Okay. We're not the champions.
No, they were the champions of the box office with $50 million. But it was also the subject of our box office bet.
That's good for a biopic.
That was. Coming in only second to Straight Outta Compton.
I love that movie.
And then Stars Born was...
But that's not a...
It's a fake biopic.
Yes. Okay, so you say biopic.
I always
say biopic.
Biopic?
I think it's both.
It's like caramel.
How snotty do you want to sound, pretty much? I think that's how I chalk it up to. If you want to be snotty, you just be like biopic. If you want to, you know, free ball, just
be biopic.
What are
you trying to say about Gary?
What? Right. I don't know who said what.
Sophisticated film analysis. It's a biopic.
Yeah, see,
that's
snotty.
That's a biopic.
See, I just say biopic.
Anthony said, if you want to free ball it, that's cool. All
right. Yeah, you just, you know, say biopic.
Biopic.
Can we make that chat just a little bigger, please?
Of course, Carrie.
Thank you. But that's cool. I was excited for that one because also I'd say that's informative biopic in terms of, like, I've seen a lot of people comment, like, I didn't know this information. And, you know the band, but it's not like... You knew specifics or details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read more not-so-flattering reviews, so I would like to go see it to myself and see where I lie.
Well, yeah, and I'm curious to see what you think, because I saw it today,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked it. I really liked it.
You seem surprised by that.
Waiting for the butt.
There's the butt.
Okay.
There's a tiny butt. But, yeah.
Freddie Mercury butt.
Oh, that was good. No, that was, okay, moving on. I think that the pacing was off.
Mm.
So it felt rushed at times, and it felt like we got gypped a little bit. And I think they just focused a lot on the songs, which is great, because I think that just puts you in the whole, like, yes, Queen, which I love Queen, and I love We Will Rock You. I used to sing that all the time when I was a kid. So I get it, but I think it just needed a little bit more cohesiveness, and I think they just rushed through a lot of important things, and there was a lot I think they just didn't get into because it was very surface level. I know that there are some people on the internet saying that this was originally supposed to be a Freddie Mercury biopic, but Queen wouldn't let them have the rights to any of the songs unless they made it about Queen as well. So it felt like they sprinkled that in, which makes sense with how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going to have a great time, and it's still like, yeah, I mean, I left the theater being like, I want to start a band now because it's great. Some of the shots are amazing. You feel like you're right there, like, with the band, so, singing with them.
Amy, let me ask you this, though. After you came out of the theater, were you having such a good time? Were you having a ball?
That was great. That was fantastic. And I really appreciate that. Yes, I was.
Via the live chat, yeah. Straight Edge asked, I just loved it. Great casting. How did you like casting?
Casting was great. Yeah, I think everyone did a really good job. Especially, I didn't really remember everyone's faces from Queen. So to see it there and then at the end, you know, kind of stay for the credits because they show some
real photos and stuff in video.
Yeah, cool, in video. Cool. So just to see that, I was like, hey, that's nice. Yeah.
Also, I heard that there's a really great cameo by a certain somebody that's very groovy, baby. Did you notice that at all?
Yeah.
No.
He has his own world named Wayne's World, actor. Man. Come on. You didn't see the... Oh, I heard there's a great cameo by...
I mean, I might have missed.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, he plays the guy that's saying, oh, you can't... Bohemian Rhapsody, you can't have a song that's this long.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, then they did a good job.
I'm guessing was he in prosthetics then, I'm guessing? Sounds like it.
From the clip that I saw, I mean, he has the wig on and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got sunglasses on,
okay,
too.
That person looked really fake. So I was like, whatever. They went really intense with all of that. So, okay, cool. That's cool.
Straight Edge Vegan Bell said, I noticed Mike immediately.
Then you're good. You're good.
Also, I didn't notice it. Somebody else, John in the chat, said they loved the film as well.
Yeah, I think you'll really have a great time watching it. And again, you're going to want to start a band immediately. So cool. If you want someone to be a part of your band, call me.
Okay. What would you do in the band?
Rock you.
Like the song, or I could help with the singing, but because I can't play drums to save my life. I've never tried, but even Rock Band, that's hard. And then with the guitar, I'm more of a violinist, so it's just like it's hard. So singing.
So why don't you play the violin?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Electric.
Maybe
violin
I could do both.
I can do drums.
All right, guys, it's happening.
We got a band.
It's going.
Box office breakdown. The band.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Frank, what do you do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. We don't know what I do. So,
$50 million.
$50 million there for that. I'll be curious to see what kind of drop off it has.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the reviews had leaned more towards the negative, but that's critical response. So,
yeah,
I'll be curious to see if that matches up with the fans' expectations and what the second week turnaround drop looks like.
There's definitely a lot of stuff that they didn't touch on. But the stuff they did touch on was fun. It was nice. But more importantly, you won, Frank.
That's true.
You won the box office.
I was the champion.
You're the champion.
You are the champion.
Hot diggity dog, everybody. Oh, gosh. Please, please, please continue. Okay. All right, come in. It's too much now. It's too much.
Sorry.
It's coming in at number two. We have the Nutcracker and the Four Realms from Disney. $20 million. Way underperformed, especially for a Disney film, and the reviews were not very favorable for this film.
I wanted to see it. I was telling her, I went to the theater this morning at 11:30. The show wasn't until 1:20, and literally I walk up to the window ready to buy my tickets, and the girl answers the phone, a work call, mind you, but still, and answering dumb questions about screen times, and I'm like, this is a secret shopper call. Because they're the dumbest questions that you could find online. This should have been an automated answer or something. And by the time she got to me, one set was taken, and then I'm like, fine, what about that side? They were gone. Somebody went, the other one knows. So I was like, And it was nearly full, and all the seats would have been way too close. So I was like, fine, never mind. And then, okay, let's go over to Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll see that one. All the seats were gone. So in my 2 minutes waiting for her to finish her phone call. I was like, fine, I'm not meant to see the movie today.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was so bummed. I was really excited. Like, all right, I'm here at 11:30. I'm hours ahead of time. And it's gone.
Well, I do not, whatever Disney's plans were for this property and whether they're trying to see
that's
that.
That's probably going to be, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it was only 20?
It's a hair early.
Yeah.
Same thing like Smallfoot. Nutcracker feels like it should be closer to Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Well, and I also felt like from what I had read, the story was just kind of, you've seen it all before.
Yeah. So. Well, this looked like a different version for me of like, that's what made me excited. Like, ooh, it's one where she's going, I mean, the other ones are, she goes on the adventure too, but this felt more adventure. And I like that she kind of seemed like this leader of a little rebellion. I'm like, this looks fun and a different way to take it, but...
Yeah, I very...
Too early in the season.
I've heard it compared to Disney's Alice in Wonderland that Tim Burton did, and that was a terrible film.
I was about to say, they do echo themselves, like, stylistically, for sure. Like, you can't deny that they do, like, the aesthetic feel of it all is very, very similar, very kooky and, like, wacko kind of like.
I like the first one.
Come on, when when Johnny Depp does that dance at the end,
that was kind
of flat as heck.
I blocked that from my mind.
Super flat.
Oof.
And they're like working up to that the whole like movie or whatever. Ugh,
that was a rough one. That right there, just like I already didn't like that film, but by then I was like, this is terrible.
I did kind of like the action though. Not gonna lie.
I remember seeing it though 3D. 3D, when it's not made to be 3D, all the edges were blurry, and that was driving me nuts the whole time.
Because
they focus, like, just on that center part, and so your edge, and you're just like, I have a headache.
Coming in number three, Nobody's Fool from Fox, $14 million.
Not that bad. I think most of us had it at, or we had it at five, no?
I didn't think it was going to do that well. I was surprised at 14.
So I'm glad. Yeah. Glad for that more money.
No, there you go.
There were parts of that trailer that looked amusing.
When it was over, I chuckled.
Oh, wait, you did see it or the trailer?
Just the trailer, because it was double.
Yeah, there are parts about it.
I did not chuckle at that trailer. That trailer was rough.
I would love to see your face watching movies that you're not a big fan of, or even trailers that you're not a big fan of. I would love to just see that.
Can we just show him...
Yeah, a Shia LaBeouf like montage of Frank watching all Madea movies.
Oh, man.
Guys, if you would like to see that, make sure to leave a comment down below. Yeah. Join us in the chat right now and tell us.
Amy already does her movie reaction thing.
Trailer reaction.
So. We got the trailer set up in the back. We could do it.
Yeah. All right. I will. If there are enough people comment on that, I would do that, and it would just be terrible.
But, it'd be amazing. I would do it. We're all for it.
It'd be a lot of like just.
I want you just to lose your mind by the end of it. Like, you just forget who you are.
Where am I? What is happening right now?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Big experiment.
Coming to number four, A Star is Born, $11.1 million.
Ooh, only down 20%. That's good.
I'm so happy. It's in fourth place. That's still really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 weeks in, still going strong. And rounding out our top five, Halloween from Universal, another $11 million as well.
While I was at my window waiting for my ticket, someone goes, I want a ticket for the Michael Myers movie. And I was like, oh, you mean Halloween?
are you really on Bohemian Rhapsody?
I would like to say I did see a movie that's not mentioned in the top five.
Yeah, you did.
Lay it on us.
Suspiria, everybody.
The remake.
Yes, I also saw the original not too long ago. I did. Granted, I did watch this on October 2nd. I got a pre-screener to it. So I haven't seen it since then. But from what I can remember, the film is great. I mean, it's made by Luca Guadagnino, who did Call Me By Your Name. He's a fantastic director. He knows exactly what he's doing. And also his DP is phenomenal in this film as well. It definitely relies on tone and atmosphere and not too much of like dialogue heaviness. But like the difference between this one and the original is that this new Suspiria focuses a bit more on the dancing aspect of the dance academy.
Hmm.
And so you'll see that when they're dancing, it's like a very dedicated sequence that's very... It feels ethereal when they do the dancing sequences. And there's a specific dance sequence that's interspliced with something that's going on in a different room that's very, very brutal at the same time. And it's one of my favorite scenes of the film. It was really great, like how they did the intercutting with that, the editing with that sequence, just made the movie for me. But then there's another thing that happens that's just as wild, if not crazier, because after you see that, you're like, how can they top that? And they do, and things hit the fan, and it's amazing. I didn't quite understand the film overall, but I did really love it. So that harkens to like just how much of an amazing film this is, just like how it looks and everything. If there's one thing I got to knock it down for, is there is one storyline that I don't really know what purpose it really serves in the story, in the grand scheme of things. Again, maybe I have to rewatch it and listen carefully, and I would love to watch it with subtitles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it's a fantastic film. It's visceral, it's gut-wrenching, it's not anything, it's not a happy film, for sure. There's always a certain tone of maliciousness that's underlying everything. It's definitely a great horror film to go check out. Still doesn't beat my top for this year, which is Hereditary, but it's almost as great as that. I saw that face, Carrie.
Real quick, I'm going to come back to this, but before it disappears in the chat, Mila J said, I saw Nobody's Fool. I was laughing the entire time. Cool. Thank you for that. No, I love hearing from the chat. Like, if we didn't see the movie, we love hearing if you saw it and we like sharing. Because, you know, everybody's different when they go to the movies, and so it's nice to hear other opinions. Quick question on the Suspiria thing. Yeah. Showing dance, do they do wider shots or really close? Because I love dance movies, and I hate when they do, like, really tight. It's like seeing a fight sequence so tight, you can't see the action, so it's better when it's wider, so you're like, oh, I can see everything.
It's definitely intercut with close-ups of their faces at times, mm-hmm. and then also medium shots of, like, maybe their torso, it's a whole variety of shots that are used. Yeah, they don't really commit to one whole thing. But when they do start dancing, it's something to be beheld. It's like you gotta just watch it. It's pretty great.
All right. What were you
gonna say? Oh no, well, I just wanna know if Neelia was saying that she laughed the entire time. I wanna know, was it from the movie or did she have somebody sitting next to her and just like telling little funny jokes under their breath? I'm guessing it was that one. That's what I'm thinking. Neil Hutchison also in the chat said there's going to be another Madea film next March.
Just for you.
Like great. I think it's like Madea at the funeral or something like that. Something about a funeral. Ooh. Yeah.
Man, we could only hope that it was going to be Madea's, but I don't think it'll be a soul. that's a terrible. All right. Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Yes, you saw a movie.
Yes, I did.
What film did you see?
I saw Bodied. So it is a YouTube original movie. It is produced by Eminem, directed by Joseph Kahn, who has done, you know, mostly music videos, but he has directed others, other kinds of things. This was actually really good. It was about rap battles, which I love Eminem. I don't know if you guys know that. I love Eminem. So I was already like,
waiting for the video of you singing along.
Well, it'll happen. It'll come someday.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. I think the structure was fantastic. The way it was written was, okay, so supposedly Joseph Kahn was going to be the one to write it. But he found the guy that it was based off of. And he was like, hey, like, this is so cool, but I think you should write it. And so he like wrote the first act. And he was like, great, you write the rest. So it is literally written by the guy that it revolves around. So if that makes sense. So
why is
obviously
it called Bodied?
It's Bodied because that's when you like, help me out, guys. It's like when you have a really good burn, you just got bodied. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like you just got slammed.
I was
but
about
not
to say
really.
Like body slammed.
But kind of. It's like if I do a really good rap and like I just like, dang, God. I'm like the worst person to be saying this.
Dang.
But like it is so so stinking good. It was
it was really
good. It was an unexpected Q&A. So cool. At the end, you're welcome to go to my Insta stories and see them. It's on my highlights, film and TV. Joseph Kahn came out and then the cast came out, the writer came out, and so we got to learn a lot about the movie. And they were just like, you know, guys, it's great that we got it to a theatrical release. It's around the country, don't really know where, but you know, if it's in your city, go
and
see it.
It's Bodied.
Bodied. And it will come to YouTube Red, I believe it's Red. It's wherever there's a paywall.
Yeah, that's the Red one.
In the next few weeks or so. And so, yeah, I definitely believe in supporting it. Okay, thank you, Sky Patterson. Bodied equals you just got owned in a rap battle by another rap artist. Yes. So that's it's really great. It was really great. And then they even had a little rap battle there at the theater.
Live.
Yes! With the Q&A. And so, yeah. Yay. I definitely
did somebody get bodied there?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about that slang word, bodied. Mm. All right.
Body. No, it's just so good. The structure's so good. Callum Worthy plays the guy that actually, like, wrote it. And the guy that wrote it is, like, he's phenomenal. It's just amazing.
You got served. That was a great slam. But you got bodied? I don't know.
I like served.
Yeah. No, but guys, it all is right. So good.
Okay.
Seriously, it was so good. I left listening to Eminem, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel so like, yes.
And where was Marshall for this unexpected Q&A?
I don't know. I was really hoping he would come out. And even the producer who was moderating the Q&A was like, oh, wait, do we have something? And I was like, he's going to come. He's going to come here. Oh, my gosh. But no, he didn't. I think he was busy. He's touring, though. He was in Australia recently, or he's going to Australia soon. I follow him on Instagram. Yeah. Love him.
All right.
That's what you were just trying to get me say.
Yep.
Yeah.
International numbers, folks. Bohemian Rhapsody burned through the sky to a $72.5 million weekend at the international box office. Combined with domestic, that total is $122.5 million globally, lifting the worldwide total to $141.7 million.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. It's played in 64 overseas markets, where it has a total to date of 97.1. There's a chance it tops $100 million offshore through Monday. And France, where Freddie Mercury is also a legend, was the top market this week with $7.7 million, with strong competition, and it was three times higher than A Star Is Born in France. Yeah, so it's, so far it's outpacing Murder on the Orient Express by 75%, The Greatest Showman by 166%, La La Land by 141%, and A Star Is Born by 200% by the same point in release.
Yeah, I feel like having an audience already invested, you know, in Queen, that obviously helps. You get a little peek of that.
I saw Queen with Adam Lambert as the lead.
Oh, cool.
Which he did a really good job.
As Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he sang all those. Pretty much they had a tour, I don't know, like five to 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember when.
I remember.
But yeah. Adam Lambert was Freddie Mercury, essentially.
Cool.
For that. Wow. He did a really good job.
Now, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, they got $38.5 million from 45 markets. And the global total is $58.5 million, including $12 million from China and a strong $5.5 million in Italy. However, the UK came in at a soft $2.1 million.
We're like, eh.
Yeah. So, and it's there. I mean, it's doubtful it's going to do well because The Grinch is coming out next weekend. And it looks like that's going to really be strong. So I don't, The Nutcrackers, I think, is going to drop fast at the box office. Now, The Incredibles 2, though, speaking of Disney films, there is some good news. The Incredibles 2 has now passed The Fate of the Furious to become the number 15 global release of all time with 1,238.2 million. That's a lot of money, folks. That was a big number that I could not say because it was so huge.
Yes.
And Venom lifted its overseas totals to $342.9 million. And it had a great start in Japan. The global total is $541.6 million. And A Star Is Born dropped just 27% to bring the international total to 128.3, and the global total closing in on 300 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So, of course, folks, we did the box office bet, and, you know, just in case you forgot, you know, or turning in late, which, you know, shame on you, I was the champion. So let's just all remember that. There you go. It happens so rarely. So we'll just bask in that for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on because I won't ever win again for a long time. But we've got, who knows, maybe my luck might change. This could be the beginning of a streak that I might be on.
Maybe.
But the only way to know is to bet on one of these three films coming up. And how do we bet on that? That's going to be due to you, folks, in the chat. You're going to decide which film will be the next one we'll be betting on for the box office bet. We have Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, the animated version from Universal. The Girl in the Spider's Web, A New Dragon Tattoo Story.
Can I do the title for the next one?
Yes.
It's going to be Overlord.
Yes.
Overlord, by the way, in case it was two.
I'm kind of, I mean, it just seems like one of those J.J. Abrams kind of horror films. I'm kind of sucked down and intrigued by seeing it.
Dude, it looks like one of those like crazy batshit, like just like everything goes wild kind of movie, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm all for it. It looks fun.
I am super into it. I am very excited, but I have a friend who kind of was thinking how much is the song and the trailer really dictating the tone versus how that tone is in the movie, which I hadn't thought of it until they said it. I go, oh, that's a good point. But I really like World War II Nazi movies of like kicking ass on, or
and then you throw in big scientific weirdo experimentation. And then experimentation.
I'm like, yes, and like possibly monsters and demons and stuff. I'm like, yes, and it has Fitz.
I was gonna say that. Yeah,
it has Fitz from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, cars. I was like, who?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The reason why he was so absent from a lot of last season's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because he was busy making this film.
I kind of have a feeling this movie might do pretty well, but like it's based off like the little like principle of like how many people. Or, like, people out there grew up playing Nazi zombies on Call of Duty games. Because that's, like, this is pretty much that game in a movie. At least that's what I get from it, you know? Because, like, those games are wild, and this looks like a wild ride.
Oh, yeah, it looks so over the top that I feel, people are going to be totally down for it or turned off by it.
Yeah.
It was one of those, like, I saw a trailer a long time ago for it, and I was like, intriguing. Yes. And then I just recently saw another ad for it on TV, and I was like,
The part where there's the thing against the wall and there's like the little hole and they're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part's creepy, yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know if I feel like I've seen a lot of promotion for this film.
No, they've had some just posters.
I have seen a lot of online promotion. At least like when I go on IMDb on my phone, I see Overlord everywhere.
Yeah.
Along with Suspiria, too.
I think IMDb's got you figured out, buddy.
Yeah. That's I didn't get true. Any of them. Yeah,
they oh, did. Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think this Grinch one looks cute. I'm curious. I mean, it's one of those, like most Christmas movies are Nutcracker. We've always seen it, but I want to see Benedict Cumberbatch be the Grinch, and I think that would be cute and funny. And I love the dog.
It
looks cute.
I am intrigued by it. I don't know if I like, I mean, because you think of Boris Karloff, but then you think of Benedict Cumberbatch has a great voice for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, and maybe I need to see it more in the context of the whole film, but the little bits that I've seen in trailers or clips, it's like it doesn't quite, I don't know if it quite hits that, what I want from a Grinch voice. Maybe it might change once I see it all in the context of the entire film.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know.
And Girl with the Spider's Web, the Girl in the Spider's Web.
A New Dragon Tattoo Story. It's a huge title.
It's a very long title.
It is. I never saw the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I never saw the original or the U.S. remake.
I did see the original.
Only the originals.
The original is pretty. I only saw the first original. Yeah, it's a hell of a movie. Yeah.
It was so good, I didn't want to watch the American remake because you're just like, why?
A bit slow for my taste when it comes to that kind of genre of film, but like.
But there's then that's why you should see turns. The second, because then it's like, okay, we're already at that point, then they go faster.
Well, those
it's a totally other new person, so I'm curious.
Yeah, Claire Foy.
She's kicking
that trailer looks good, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since I never saw the original, but I thought she was more of like a hacker person. But this she seems like she's also kicking
that
ass.
That way, mm-hmm. And then bad stuff happens to her, and then she kind of fights a little bit more.
And then she gets to be an ass-kicking person.
But now, now she's like assassin.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
She starts as a hacker.
I do got to say that trailer where like she...
The bathtub thing.
I'm not sure. I can't remember the bathtub thing, but I do remember like the whole like him hanging the guy upside down. Like it's a very enticing trailer. For me, like it sets up the tone really well. Like it pretty much does what a trailer should do, and I'm like, dang, I kind of want to watch this, but I know it's not my kind of movie, but it still looks cool.
It could be
the bathtub bit is she's running from an explosion and jumps in the air and tries to get in there to get underwater when like something blows up, and it's a cool shot.
There you go. Yeah, I think Sean Connery did it better in The Rock. So there you go. But those are the three films, folks, that are waiting for you to vote on in the chat room. And we will do the one that whichever gets the most votes. But in the meantime, we do like to do a little box office rewind of somebody that is in one of these upcoming films.
That's right.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
And why don't we take a look back at Benedict Cumberbatch? But we're not going to do his genre films. If you're talking, we've got The Lord of the Rings, we've got Star Trek. We've got those big ones, the Marvel
Doctor
films.
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're skipping those. We're skipping his big franchise films. We're going to focus on the next
Lord
level.
Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah, he's Smaug. The voice of Smaug.
Oh, okay. The Hobbit. Right. That's,
yes.
That's not Lord,
Lord
of the
Rings
for me.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Well, and not movies. We have Sherlock.
That's true.
Such a good. You can play that as a movie because they're like super long episodes.
Very true. So we'll do is a non-big franchise films. These are Benedict Cumberbatch's top five opening weekend for these films. And coming in number five here, 12 Years a Slave, back in 2013. Its opening weekend, though, just a minor $923,000.
It was good, though. It's intense, but it's good. And I liked his role in it.
I'd never seen it.
That was a going through award season movies.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, I'm going to see that one. And it's intense, obviously, because of subject matter, but it's really good.
I got Michael Fassbender in there. Okay.
Wait,
and other people.
In Black Mass?
No, in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, my bad.
You're not waiting to jump the... That's it.
My bad.
We're done now.
Okay.
Number 12, The Fifth Estate, back in 2013 as well. That is $1.67 million for that.
I don't remember.
Very
the
minor
movie at
numbers.
All.
The Fifth Estate, isn't that the Julian Assange thing, maybe? WikiLeaks? Maybe.
No. Oh.
Number three, The Amazing Grace, back in 2007, a little over $4 million.
Is that a faith based film?
Oh, wait, you're off base with the numbers.
I actually did six.
We're on number three now.
Yeah, number three. Number three. It was four, not number three. War Horse from Disney. That was back in 2011, $7.5 million. That was...
I didn't get to that one, but I wanted to see it.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted to rent it.
I mean, how can you, when you see an animal suffering, you can't help but go out for it or let your heart open up for that. So, yeah, there's, and then when everybody, you know, do people make it and they reunite? It's always a little tear for that. Number two, The Other Bolin Girl, 2008, $8.2 million. Never saw this one as well. That's Scarlett Johansson, that right?
No. Well, it's Natalie Portman and somebody else. I do not remember him in that movie at all.
Neither do I.
And but you know, have you had that where you're not familiar with an actor and you see their movie and then later you're... It's like if you didn't know who Tom Cruise was and they're like, yeah, he's in this movie and go, what?
Who's Tom Cruise?
Or you know now, and then you go back. Anyways.
So actually, you're right. Yeah, so Natalie Portman, Scarlett Johansson. And Scarlett. Eric Bana.
Oh, good job. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. ScarJo. Well, I think it's more about Natalie Portman, and then ScarJo's the one who comes in later. Scarlett Johansson.
She's the other one.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the other
Bowling sure.
girl.
Mm-hmm. And number one, Black Mass, which is very relevant since Whitey Bulger ended up being killed in prison this past week. So it came out in 2015, $22.6 million. Mm. There
that's
you go.
That's the Johnny Depp-led one, right?
That is correct.
Where he's bald or whatever?
Yeah, he's balding. Yeah, he's got that little swept hair in the back.
Yeah, I heard that movie's really good. I haven't seen it myself.
I've heard it as well. But Whitey Bulger, not a guy to mess around with. People in Boston were happy to see him done away with.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there you go. So folks... We're getting ready to do our box office bet, though. Before we do that, though, we're going to do our what we think next week's top five box office will be. So keep voting away there in the chat. But, of course, we've got The Grinch coming in at 4,000 screens.
Wow.
The Girl in the Spider's Web coming in at 3,000. And then Overlord at 2,500. Do you see any of them or all of them doing better than Bohemian Rhapsody in its second week?
Do we feel Grinch is a also, I feel that's a hair early.
Yeah.
Like... We just had Halloween. We're not even to Thanksgiving. I'm not that person who has my Christmas decorations up already, which, come on, people. Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet. So it feels like too early to get in the Christmas season.
I really would have thought it would have been next week or the week after.
Yeah, like at least Thanksgiving weekend or something.
Because it feels like usually if you think like more like traditional animated fair that's for holidays, it comes out like mid-November.
Yeah.
Seems to be a good time. Like a week before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's too early right now.
And especially because kids are going to be bugging their parents to go see it. And then it's like, yay, Mommy, Daddy, when am I getting my presents? It's like, hold on. Like, hold on. We're not even close.
No, or family getting together at the holidays. Grinch is a good family one where you could take all ages kind of a thing and take the kids.
I could see this is that they're trying to get ahead of Fantastic Beasts, thinking that
that's a totally different age group, too. Like, Grinch can get all the young kids, Fantastic Beasts, depending. I mean,
say slightly older.
Yeah, they're
it's
more
darker.
Like. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, not that young kids can't watch it, but I think, like, today when I was in line, there was a dad with two little kids, and they were still playing Smallfoot for, like, a couple times, and that's the one they were going to go see. So, again, what age group you're getting for.
Well, do we see either of that, any of those taking the top spot?
So even if Bohemian Rhapsody drops 50%, it'd be 25. So you have to beat 25.
I think the Grinch
could
beat that.
I think the Grinch could do that. Ditto. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think The Girl in the Spider's Web. I just don't know if there's enough excitement for that property.
A little eclectic now.
I mean, there's a lot of...
I mean, it's still action.
Yeah.
Claire Foy fans, too, though.
I'm going to go Grinch, Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll go out on a limb and say that the girl, the dragon tattoo, or the girl, the spider.
Right? Mm-hmm. The girl, the spider, the web.
The girl, the spiders in the web and her tattoos. Yeah, I'll go with that for three. You know, I will say Nutcracker at four and Overlord at five.
Same.
Okay. I'm going to go with Grinch for one, Bohemian Rhapsody two, Nutcracker three, and Girl four and Overlord five.
Girl.
You say
girl.
Girl.
All right. So, folks, we are ready to do the box office bet, the film that you and the chat have decided. We'll be betting on what we think the opening box office total will be. The winner gets to be like me this week and be the champion, be the prognosticator or prognosticators. The loser will, of course, have to see the film and tell us all about it.
Ken Jack, actually, I believe, has the exact same order that we have.
Oh, Ken Jack, you're a man of taste.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think they already have the final tally.
Say, it looks like the Grinch came out. I'm trying to scroll down up real quick.
Interesting.
So Grinch coming at us from Ken Jack, 1984. Thank you, Ken Jack. So the vote is Grinch 4, Spiderweb 2, Overlord 2.
Thank you, some of the chat, for voting.
I do not want to watch The Grinch, not going to lie.
All right. Me neither.
The Grinch from Illumination Entertainment. The people have brought you things like The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, I'm down for that.
The Lorax, like, cool. Despicable Me franchise. So yeah, yes, now they're doing The Grinch. Those. So that Secret Life of Pets is garbage. It's an absolute garbage film. Okay. Not great.
What? Really? I enjoyed it. It's like a dumb movie, you know?
It's
like a dumb animated. I mean, I like those every once in a while. So
All right.
Depends what mood you're in. They have a time and place.
Opening on 4,000 screens, Benedict Cumberbatch doing the voice of the Grinch. We get to see a lot of his early life as well, and then in segue into the familiar story that we know too.
Oh, so. I'm not ready for it yet. That makes me early. Angry. Yeah.
All right. Well, let that reflect early. In your box office bet.
I don't know. Guys, you're welcome to put in some of your numbers, because I always kind of start basing it off of you guys.
Real quick, was Smallfoot the last like children's movie that came out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Animated? Yeah. Yeah. And then Wreck-It Ralph is coming out, which, good point that's Thanksgiving weekend, so it would not compete with that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So just freaking wait for December.
Yeah.
Why?
Grinch should be
too many
December.
Good things in December, I think.
Yeah.
No such thing. What do you say?
I mean, we got Schmockwell Man, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, man.
Or no, wait. When is that in December?
Spider-Verse.
It is.
It's good.
Yeah, and Spider-Verse, which is another animated film, which is for, like, adolescents and everything.
I'm psyched for Spider-Verse. The more I see Aquaman, makes me concerned.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Star
I'm just
Drew
go
says whatever. 35 for Grinch.
No.
All right.
No.
Well,
I'm going to put mine in.
Hold on. Oh, crap. Oh, crap.
I've got mine. And in fact, I'm going to take the notes here. Boo, 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 boo.
Janet Mouse says 55. Sky Parison says 30.5.
Okay, no, I got this. I can do this.
Okay.
I can do this.
I can do this. Wellington says 39.
All right. Anthony, are you ready, sir?
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
Okie dokie.
All right. This is going off of no intense thinking about, really, or critical thinking. I'm just going to go and throw out 25 mil.
All right. 25 for Anthony. Look at I'm typing it down. Anthony, you're welcome.
We got 45s. Zayas says 45. John says 45.
Amy Cassandra is hyperventilating right now. Amy, what do you got?
Oh, geez. 55.
Ooh. 55. She went big. I love it. Amy, yay.
Why would you do that?
Another John in chat agrees with you.
50.
Yeah.
Yes, John Harrison, I agree.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
32.
32 for Carrie Lane. Oh,
yes,
excellent.
Amy is just stressing, Wellington. Yes, I am. I don't want to see it yet. It's not the holiday.
Hey, what did you say? So,
I went with 35.
You guys suck.
Look at
you
that.
Said, what did you say, 35?
I did 35.
I'm texting us right now, so we
have I was actually taking the rating
system. Oh, okay. Yeah, that works, too.
I'm also taking it all
so,
down.
Look at that.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay,
oh,
so the winner, and then you guys, right?
So I'm at the end. I'm at the bottom, and you're at the top, Amy.
Yes.
As in, like, you got 55, I got 25. So.
Let's give it up for Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Ken
for swinging
Jack,
big.
I love your positivity. Amy is going to win. I'm going with 69 million.
Nano
says 51. You guys are putting
that's way
great
too
numbers.
High. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna break 40 million.
We're like safely in the middle.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. So we're fine.
You guys suck.
Like a bug
whatever.
In the rug.
Yeah.
All right,
fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But as always, like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. While you're there, give it a thumbs up, or 2, or 3, or 4, or 5, however many you could do. We'd love it. And thanks everybody for hopping in the chat. We couldn't do the show without you. What would we bet on? Well, we wouldn't know what to do.
Nothing.
Yes, but Carrie, if they're watching this after we stream live and they're bummed, what can they do, though?
Comment down below your thoughts on, is it too early to be doing Christmas movies in the theater? Yes.
I was already in downtown Burbank today, and they're already building the Christmas tree.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it Friday night. I was like, what is that? That's the tree. I'm excited, but hold on.
I can't look at it. I cannot look at it until it gets closer to Thanksgiving, right? So good. Yeah. There you go. But if you want to get in touch with any of us after the show's over, talk about how excited you are for Christmas already. Amy, how can they share that with you?
Well, you guys can for sure go see The Grinch, but then follow me on all social media at Amy Cassandra, M TZ.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I got two nailed it, but I like yours more.
There you go.
It was on time. Thank you.
Never doing it again.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Right. He's just kidding. Yeah. Fine.
My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And a little shout out to Monster Tease, and that's T-E-A-S-E. I got a cool Dracula shirt going on. I'll post pictures on my social media so you can see it better.
Oh, Monster Tease?
Mm-hmm. Tea?
Like tease.
Oh, tease. Like I'm teasing you. Not like tease.
Like tease.
Like tease?
Like, no, not like that either. Wow, English language of like there's at least three different ways you can think of that.
Anthony, where can they find you, sir?
Oh, yeah, you can find me everywhere at TonyBTony _ right there on the screen at the bottom. And also go watch Overlord, because we're definitely going to be talking about that after we talk about Suspiria on the Popcorn Talks Horror Movie News every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Carrie, Oliver Drennan, and myself. Thank you so much. And Frank and Steve in the background.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yep.
Folks, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. You know, if you have an idea of what I do, let me know, because I'm trying to figure that out myself. But folks, we'll see you back here next Sunday with another new episode of Box Office Breakdown right here on Popcorn Talk. Go see some movies.
See ya.
Go watch The Grinch.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.